A major police operation is underway in Sydney's inner west. A number of streets have been blocked off around the Chinese consulate in Camperdown. It follows reports of a robbery in the area. Gunshots were heard early this morning, and it's believed one person is holed up in the consulate. There's been more bloodshed in Syria despite the presence of Arab League observers. Activists say security forces have killed about 40 people in the latest round of violence. Most of the deaths have occurred in areas being visited by the monitors. The Stuart Highway in the Northern Territory has reopened. Locals are now returning to their homes to assess flood damage caused by Tropical Cyclone Grant. Flash flooding took out bridges and railway lines, with some drivers stranded for days. Dozens of cars and trucks were backed up for at least a kilometre, waiting to get across the damaged bridge. 60 people have been evacuated after fire broke out in a block of flats in the inner Sydney suburb of Paddington early this morning. Two people have been taken to hospital suffering from smoke inhalation. A firefighter suffered minor injuries when he fell through a burnt-out floor while fighting another fire in Vaucluse. A man was also taken to hospital with smoke inhalation.